英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Learning English 的英国问答节目 Ask about Britain. 我是王飞
And I'm William.
我们今天的问题与吃饭有关。William, have you had your breakfast?
No, I haven't, Wang Fei. Are you going to treat me today?
Treat you? William 让我请客呢。听众朋友，你如果和英国人聊天，最好不要问你吃饭了没有这种问题，否则他们会觉得你要邀请他一起吃饭。William, I'm asking you this question because today's topic is about your meals.
That sounds interesting. So shall we hear the question first?
Hello, this is Cambo from Guangzhou, China. I wondered what do British people often eat in their meals, and when do they often have their meals? Thanks a lot.
我们的听友 Cambo 想知道英国人一日三餐吃什么，并且什么时候吃。
Well, I think that most British people usually have three meals a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sometimes we say three square meals, which means...three proper meals. Is that the same for Chinese people, Wang Fei?
Yes, 在中国也一样。Three square meals a day. 一日三顿像样的饭。中国人和英国人的作息吃饭时间基本上是一样的。So, William, can you describe an ideal British breakfast for our listeners?
Well, let me think. For me, an ideal breakfast...is what we usually call a full English fry-up.
A full English fry-up? What's that?
Well, it refers to fried things, such as fried sausages, bacon and eggs.
哦、oh, ，就是煎炸的东西，像煎香肠、咸肉或者是鸡蛋。
And then you've got your grilled tomatoes, your mushrooms.
还有烧烤的西红柿和蘑菇。So, William, do you usually eat that in the morning?
No, I don't. Two reasons. Firstly, it's quite unhealthy. And secondly, I don't have time to cook that every day. So in the morning, I'll probably have a bowl of cereal or maybe two slices of toast.
Oh, cereal 就是各种谷类做的麦片。英国人通常在麦片上浇上牛奶作为早餐。Toast 呢就是烤面包片。看来忙碌的英国上班族早上也就吃一碗麦片然后烤两片面包也就凑合一顿早餐了
You're listening to BBC Learning English
欢迎继续收听我们的节目说完早餐我们再来看一看英国人午餐一般吃什么呢 William, what are you going to have for your lunch today?
My lunch? Well, I've no idea Maybe I'll go down to the canteen and have a look at today's options
Canteen 就是餐厅的意思。那我们一起来听一听今天的 BBC 员工餐厅里准备了什么饭菜。下面的录音来自我们 BBC 餐厅的厨师 Muhammad。
We got sausage casserole today. We got vegetable Cornish pasty.
Pasty.
Yeah.Yeah, we got some chips and some jacket potato.
Jacket potato.
That's goose with baked beans as well.
Baked beans.
Yeah. You go over to the grill bar.We get something like different type of grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken.
Yeah. So then we come over to the salad bar here.
Salad bar.
Yeah. We got every day we do like 12 different type of salad.
The first dish that he mentioned was sausage casserole.
Sausage casserole 就是香肠炖菜。
Then he said Cornish pasty. That's a very traditional British food.
Cornish pasty 这是一种很传统的英国食品它的形状和馅料都很像中国北方那种扁扁的大包子不过它是烘烤的
They also get chips British people can't live without their chips
Chips 就是炸薯条 Chips 比较粗和我们的手指头这么粗而麦当劳里的细薯条则叫做 French fries
And they also have jacket potatoes
Jacket potatoes, 夹克土豆，其实就是一个完整的带皮烤的土豆，不过里边夹了一点奶酪、火腿或者黄油之类的馅料。
Now, did you notice that Mohammed said that the jacket potatoes go with?
Go with 就是搭配的意思。 Jacket potatoes go with baked beans, 就是夹克土豆搭配烘豆的意思。
They also have a grill bar and a salad bar.
Grill bar 就是烧烤吧 ,salad bar 就是沙拉吧，是说很多不同品种的烧烤或者是沙拉放在一起，你可以自由搭配。So, William, what do you want to have for lunch today?
Well, to be honest, what I really fancy...is some nice fish and chips. Do they have any fish and chips on offer today?
Fish and chips, 炸鱼和薯条，这可是另外一种英国的传统名吃。William, let's listen to Mohammed again and find out.
Well, we get a traditional meal. We serve fish and chips. That one is only on Friday.
原来英国人通常在周五吃鱼和薯条。
Wang Fei, I don't think I'm going to go to the canteen today.But I will definitely go on Friday.
实际上，像 William 还有我许多其他同事一样，英国的很多学生和上班族中午都不去餐厅或者餐馆吃饭。那他们都吃些什么呢？我们听一听。
Maybe a sandwich from the Wright's bar over there. Yeah, it's quick and easy and cheap.
I am a typical office worker and I usually just get a sandwich or some crisps or something like that.
Well, normally I have a sandwich, but if I'm trying to save money, I bring in a salad or something that I've made at home.
I mean, pasta, anything a bit light, something nice that just kind of keeps me going for the day.
William.Most of the people in those clips say they'd like to have sandwiches for lunch.
Yeah, that's right. Many British people eat sandwiches for lunch. Some people say that sandwiches come from Britain.
Sandwich 就是三明治。很多人认为三明治就源自英国。William, why do British people like sandwiches so much?
Well, from those clips, it's clear that people think sandwiches are quick,Easy and cheap.
确实如此，三明治在英国到处可见，每个超市里都有专门卖 sandwich 的货架，很多餐馆和咖啡馆里都有出售，是英国职员和学生最常见的午餐了。
英国问答
From BBC Learning English. Learning English.
Welcome back. 刚才我们谈论了早餐和午餐 William,What is a typical British dinner?
Well, actually, that's quite a difficult question. Let me think. In English, we have a phrase, meat and two veg. And this means a piece of meat and two types of vegetables.
Meat and two veg, 也就是英国人传统的食谱，一肉两菜。
Yes, the meat can be any type of meat, pork, chicken, beef or lamb.And usually it's roasted, grilled or fried. And it's usually quite a big portion of meat.
一肉两菜里有一块很大的煎的或者是烤的肉。
And then the two vegetables are usually chosen from carrots, potatoes, sweet corn maybe. Then you've got cabbage, leek, broccoli.
菜呢通常就是从胡萝卜、土豆、甜玉米、洋白菜、青蒜或者是绿菜花中挑选两种了。
With the kind of traditional meat and two veg type of dinner, these vegetables are often just really overcooked, boiled to death, you might say.
Oh, boiled to death. 要把菜都煮死了。William 的意思就是说这些菜都 overcooked, 煮得太烂了。So William, I'm guessing you hate overcooked vegetables.
That's right, Wang Fei. I do hate overcooked vegetables. But that's the tradition. And you see, British cooking doesn't have a great reputation.
不会这样的。William 说，英国的饭菜没有很好的这种名声，但这就是英国人的传统。
Well, I hope that we've answered Campbell's question today. But I think it's important to point out that in Britain, British food is not the dominant food.People enjoy all sorts of food from different parts of the world, and it's not just meat and two veg.
确实是这样子的，在英国，不管是早餐、午餐还是晚餐，人们可以吃到世界各国的饭菜，以至于英国的传统食品好像并不是主流了。说了这么多吃的东西，我也觉得饿了。So William, what are you going to have for lunch today?
Well, there's no fish and chips, so I think I'll probably have a sandwich. How about you, Wang Fei?
Me? probably a sandwich too. 我们说了半天的英国食品，最后还是要吃最简单的三明治。听众朋友，你如果来英国，一定要尝一尝英国的三明治。
I hope you enjoy them. Bye for now.
Bye.
英国问答
From BBC Learning English.